This is Conor Lennon from UN News. From the 68th UN Civil Society Conference, which is taking place at Salt Lake City in the US state of Utah. One of the globally important topics covered at this year's event has been peace building, how countries can recover from conflict. And we learned that one of the big factors in this recovery is the fight against corruption. One of the speakers was Mirella Dumas-Frahi, who runs the Civil Society Partnership Team at the UN Office on Drugs and Crime. When I spoke to her, she told me that post-conflict countries have an acute need to ensure that their scarce resources get to the most vulnerable rather than those in power. And where corruption is prevalent, she said, it can even be a driver of conflict.
We have seen what has happened with the Arab Spring and with a lot of frustration growing in population that felt that they were not treated in a fair and justice way, the weakness of institution facing corruption and bring to war, because then any other small purpose can really bring down the whole society. This is why it's so important to have institution in place that can monitor all these acts of corruption.
And can you give me some examples of what the UNODC is doing in that regard?
Well, UNODC is the guardian of the UN Convention Against Corruption, so it is certainly trying to facilitate the work of member states to ensure that their legislation is adapted to the UN Convention Against Corruption, and that all is the law are in place to intervene quickly when there are acts of corruption. My team, who works with civil society, works with umbrella organizations such as the UNCA Coalition to make sure that there is constructive work being undergone between government and civil society in the implementation of this convention.
Do you ever focus on any particular countries right now?
We have funding for essentially for Africa, but also some countries in Latin America, Southeast Asia, and Southeastern Europe.
And do you have any examples of where your intervention has made a positive difference in recent years?
I will give first a general example and maybe a more specific example. The general example is that member states, when they were negotiating the review mechanism of the UN Convention Against Corruption, did not really include civil society. It was meant to be a peer review, but what has happened is much far beyond the expectation. Over 90% of the country have included civil society in the review, in the country visit, or in the first cycle, and in the second cycle, which is ongoing now, it's even more. And this is really essentially because we have, as UNODC, we have started doing joint workshop, member states, civil society, to have more increased collaboration and show that it is possible to work constructively together. One more specific example could be that I think with this Ethiopia, we were, it just happened that we were conducting a regional workshop 1 week before the country visit of the country. And unfortunately, the country had not planned to have civil society at this stage, judging that the two chapters which were under consideration were very technical. But after this workshop, they just included the two civil society organizations that they were here because their fear have changed and they felt that they could contribute to the work. So they were, they allowed them to meet and have bilateral meeting with the two reviewer country and included them in their work in the future, also on the follow-up strategy, national strategy. It's important to understand that everybody has a role, and especially civil society. It's not always easy. They are not always welcome. But I think by bringing their expertise on the table, by showing that they can work constructively, that they are not only watchdog, it can change, certainly. And definitely corruption can not be left alone to government. It has to be a joint work with civil society, government, the private sector, of course, is an important player.